Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community. But in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Very, very true. They have been proactively working with Bay Area families and business owners on custom debt relief programs to keep people in their homes, keep local businesses in business. Fremont Bank is, they've been with the show for a long time. It's a good bunch of good people there. I will quickly say that Vinny is not on the show today. He was on earlier, but he had something come up at his house. Everyone is fine. I don't believe they've been formally asked to evacuate yet, although they're ready to do that. And he'll give us a complete update when he's back on the show. But don't worry, nothing's happened to him or anyone in his family. So Brinny, playing the role of Vinny, Brinny.
Right. And there are obviously a lot of evacuation orders in Santa Cruz County. So there's that on top of the coronavirus and all that. So let's.
Sure.
You already know all this. So I'm not going to repeat it. And there's a great resource is the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Where you can see the map of all the fires and locations of the shelters that you can go to if you need that. I wanted to do a quick thing on food just because I know you love that.
Oh my God,
I love
food.
Do you like Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
No, the cereal, I do not.
I had that for breakfast this morning.
It gets slimy. Oh, Don't you find that in the milk it gets a little slimy?
Yeah, when you leave it in there for too long.
Yeah
no,
eat
I can't.
Fast enough, Sarah.
Yeah.
Get on that. Get on the stick and eat
it. I mean, I feel like
faster.
I eat it fast enough. It just gets a little bit slimy. It's like there's like a gelatinous thing going on there. but listen, if you like it, go ahead and eat
it's
it.
It's so delicious, especially after like you're done eating all the stuff. If you eat it on time and then you drink the milk, it's like.
Because it has the cinnamon sugar in the milk.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah, so now, basically, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, they won a lot of polls for the best cereal. And it's thanks to General Mills just nailing the cinnamon and sugar powder. So there's a cinnamon sugar powder that they love so much. And now I guess it's time to put that stuff on everything.
Oh.
So they're coming up with something that is called Cinnadust. And it's a seasoning, so you can put it on whatever you want. It's a cinnamon sugar blend. It goes on sale at Sam's Club on September 1st, and then it rolls out everywhere sometime next year. So
I have an assertion to make here.
What?
Oh, my mom invented Cinnadust.
Oh,
this
did
is
she?
BS. And they
well,
have stolen
she just
from
didn't
my
brand
mother.
It on time. She could have. You guys could have been.
Listen,
you know.
The sugar cinnamon mix is crucial. The ratio is crucial. You need
exactly.
more and, sugar, and also they're just this is lame. Like
why is it?
If that,
why
because
are you so
if
anti
that
this?
Costs, I'm anti it because it's so stupid. I have sugar and I have cinnamon. You're all set.
Yeah.
Okay. If I'm paying a penny extra for this name Cinnadust on there, that's actually going to make me mad. Like, sugar costs what it costs, cinnamon costs what it costs.
That's
if you put those things together and it costs more than that, so just what?
Sure,
they're going to brand it and put it in a new,
but you
in
just
a new
said it yourself.
Plastic disposable package.
You said it yourself. It's you have to have the exact ratio. And if you can't do it yourself, then you have to pay somebody else to do
only
that.
Only moms
you.
Can do that. Only
well,
moms.
Only your mom apparently. Not
yeah, my mom.
So
she invented
you know,
it.
Incompetent moms out there might need the Cinnadust. All right.
Oh, I forgot
like,
there are lame
people like me who's not a mom.
What? I'm sorry.
But,
seriously,
but you have a mom.
Do you have? Yeah. Do you not have a mom that can help you get the right ratio of sugar to cinnamon?
Oh no.
Just put this on the list of the products
How
that no
you
one
talk
needs.
About Rose like that.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I can't remember the last time I. Usually when we blend sugar and cinnamon together is when we make coffee cake and then we drizzle it on top.
Oh, yeah. So mouthful keep talking.
Drizzle.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious. How about a fast?
Yeah, all right. What do you got?
All right. This kind of relates to you. So St. Louis has the biggest drop in population of any American city. It peaked at 857,000 people in 1950.
When? Oh.
And is now around 300,000.
What? You're kidding
because
me.
Because of people like you and your family. Right?
Because we got the hell out of there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say this. As soon as we got to St. Louis, I'm like, we got to get the hell out of here.
Thing sucks.
Yeah. It's I mean, listen, actually, I shouldn't poop on St. Louis. St. Louis is, well, there is, it's late. A fun, I did take a poop on him. I, you know, there's going to be a little poop left on it when I'm done with this.
No
but,
poop take backs.
No, well, I mean, semi-poop take back. It's like a cleanup. It's never really
good. You got to use a garden hose to get the poop off.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to hose it down. I'm just going to pick up the poop.
You better bleach that, too. It's disgusting.
Okay, so never mind. St. Louis is fine. It's a fine city.
Here's another one. Robin Williams and Ron Jeremy both made their film debuts in the same movie in 1977. It was a comedy called Can I Do It Till I Need Glasses?
Can I Do It Till I Need Glasses?
Mm-hmm. Can I do it? Till I Need Glasses. Can I do it ... till I need glasses? I don't know.
That is a weird title. As in, can I do that my whole life right up until my eyes go? I don't get it.
Well,
Ron Jeremy was trying to make
Ron
it as
Jeremy
a real?
Ron Jeremy style. Can I do it till I need glasses? Like, I can't see.
Oh.
Who knows? I don't know.
You're saying that our dear Robin Williams was in a porn? Don't say
that. No, it was it's just a comedy. But, you know, I didn't watch that.
So Ron Jeremy was trying to be an actor. Poor guy.
He's always doing cameos.
Ron Jeremy was?
Yeah.
What have you seen him in? I've seen him in other people's porn movies.
No,
what
just...
What porn are you watching, sir?
You know, back in the day, like in the 80s, he was always doing some little cameo. Yeah.
Famous for being a porn star, I guess.
And after
who's that girl?
Robin...
Oh.
Go ahead.
No, who's that porn star girl who was trying to become an actress? The blonde chick? She was like, she was underage when they first started doing porn stuff with her.
Tracy
Deepthroat, I think her name was.
Nope.
Research. Oh, damn. Is that okay?
Tracy Lords.
Yeah, she was trying to become a legit actress. Didn't work out.
After that movie that they made together, Robin went on to do more comedies, as obviously as you know, and Ron switched to porn. Duh.
Oh, he wasn't doing porn before that. I think of him as being a guy who's been doing porn since the 60s. But
no, that was a fast fact. It was that they both were in a movie in their debut.
Oh, their first movie.
Their first movie, in 1977.
Now I get it. I didn't listen to the fast fact. I need to listen. I wouldn't ask so many questions
to
if
listen
I just
to Bryn more.
You gotta just listen carefully, Sarah.
Listen to Bryn.
So here's... Thanks, John. Appreciate that. Uh-huh. I should record that and keep playing it back for you. There are 292 ways to change a dollar bill and 9.8 trillion ways to make change for a $100 bill.
9.8 trillion? Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes sense because, well, for a dollar. And how many did you say to change a $1 bill?
For $1 bill is 292 ways.
It's actually surprising there's only 292 ways.
That seems low.
Man.
It's hard.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and do it. And we're
doing
a show.
Somebody call Riley. Get Riley on the phone.
No, forget it. God, that kid. He could tell you about stuff for so long that you're like, oh my God, I'm a year older. I've lost a year of my life listening to this, and I still don't understand it.
Man, there's so much to get to. I'll skip some of the fast facts. Here's the one more. Flounder, halibut, and sole all have both eyes on the same side of their head.
I actually thought that flounder and sole were the same fish. They just name
it. You're questioning the fast facts again.
Yeah. Well, because people think flounder. I'm not even that flounder. Oh, filet of sole. Yes, I'll have that. Halibut, though, I think it's like just a fatter fish. Like sole is more delicate.
Mm.
But nobody wants to eat something that's a flounder. I don't know. Are you researching right now and doing the news? That's John, you're supposed to be doing the research.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
God, your keyboard sucks.
Here you go.
Do you like halibut?
And here's one I have to mention before. Like,
okay,
I have a few stories, but today is National Radio Day, which is a very important holiday. So we definitely have to get something up with Instagram saying that.
Oh, we definitely do. Guy who's in charge of Instagram. Get that going.
It's also National Lemonade Day, which I feel is way less important. Right.
You know, listen, today is not a day to sit outside and have a lemonade. I don't know if you sniffed the air, but it's just not. It can be that day everywhere else. I'm sorry. Is Nicole indicating that she will be doing the National Radio Day post? I want to give credit where it's due.
Not exactly. I have a lot of photos of you guys on my phone from when I was an intern till now. So I'm looking for what is the best photo to post.
Well, you can just walk around the building and like film it and then post the video of the radio station.
Nobody here.
Yeah,
nobody here. Just be like, this is what it looks like in the radio. This is radio today.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, the rack room's kind of cool. Yeah, do that.
Yeah, the rack room's cool. You know, tour KCBS if we're allowed to do that. Are we allowed to walk in there anymore?
I don't feel comfortable doing that, no.
No. Get your mask on, get your gloves on, walk around. Actually, I think that'll be fun. Just have a big National Radio Day, you know, sign up on your and do like an Insta Live or something.
There's a survey on that they did on the National Radio Day that shows just how much everyone loves us. So I want to give you a couple of these stats here.
More than radio people.
Uh-huh. More than two-thirds of people listen to radio daily.
Really? Still?
Mm-hmm. Just about half of people like to sing along with the radio.
Oh, yeah.
With women much more likely to sing than men.
Men need to own their singing a little more. If you listen to yesterday's Johnny Mosley podcast, his rendition of Alanis Morissette's Ironic
is just it.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was good without the effects, and you just made it primo. There's a guy who will sing along with the radio, and he doesn't care if it's a chick song, man.
Yeah, that's confidence right there.
Yeah, and listen, I would say to potential advertisers, two-thirds of people listen to the radio. You know where your ad dollars should go? Forget TV, where you're lucky to get a couple thousand people watching you, especially on like local access. Forget TV. It's called
13%,
radio.
30% of people pick one radio station and never change it, no matter what's on. However,
30 or 13?
13. However, I feel that percentage is probably different for the Alice listeners, I'm sure.
No, I think yeah, it's like
100%.
They find us and they're like, oh, God, I can never leave this. I'll just rip the knob off.
And here's the funniest one.
All right.
One out of 10 people have a favorite radio commercial.
Oh, I probably have a favorite. I mean, if I really thought about it. I love jingles.
Is it Cars for Kids?
It is absolutely not. Don't even stop. Stop it. That's going to get in my head. Oh, what's your favorite? What's your favorite, Nicole?
Shane Co. That just gets you every time. You just know the tagline.
I know. Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Co. and ShaneCo.com.
Cupertino, San Mateo, Walnut Creek.
Oh, John, do not. You guys, I swear to God, if you start doing the Cars for Kids thing, I'm going to boycott
it. You know what? The problem is I can't sing along because I'm going to be out of sync.
Well, I'm not singing along. I'll tell you that right now. John!
There you go, John!
Stop it! It's going to be in everybody's head. This is... I just officially disinvited him from the show.
Car today.
Okay, listen. Here's the thing. Here's what's going to happen, though, now, because we're running out of time. We're going to say goodbye real quick.
I had so many more stories I know. To do.
Listen, well, maybe you'll get to do them tomorrow. Vinny is probably going to be back tomorrow. We're going to find out. He'll be updating us. I do want to say again that if you live in the Bay Area, because I know we have listeners elsewhere, go to the SNV Facebook page. We have Cron 4 did just a really great comprehensive list of shelters and places you can drop animals off and where evacuation notices have been given and where exactly the fires are. It's a really good resource. You'll find it at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Thank you for listening today. All our best wishes going out to Vinny and to everybody who's been affected by this, which is basically most of us. Bryn, what a fine job you did stepping up.
Thank you. Yeah, Bryn.
So
yeah, Bryn.
Job, Bryn.
John,
and
seriously,
John
you are disinvited. No! I told
good
you
job,
no more.
Good job, Bryn. Maybe Sarah will listen
come
to
back.
You more.
Yeah, all the time.
No, she won't.
More Cars for Kids.
Mm-hmm. And Nicole also, thank you. I know. Nicole. Today was one of those days. And also Jane, of course, for coming through and picking out some new music. So thanks for listening, and we'll check you back here on Friday. Woohoo! See you then.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.